Hey man.
Hey.
You like movies?
I do.
You like movies about big red dudes with attitudes?
I do a couple times before this.
I'm not talking about Santa.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about Hellboy. Hey, listen.
The other kind of reaction or retelling of the new Hellboy Red Band trailer.
Yeah, the newest trailer.
The newest trailer that just dropped a couple days ago. If you haven't, go check it out. It's on YouTube if you're on YouTube.
We'll wait.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Okay.
All right, yeah, so, there we go. All right, so, okay. Man, I have a lot of feelings about this.
I have a lot of mixed feelings about it.
Oh, no, I didn't say good feelings.
Yeah. I think he looks better than the first trailer.
Yes.
But I think they still have a little ways to go.
God.
There's just something about him that just...
You know what this movie is going to remind me of? It's going to remind me of, like, Van Helsing, with the one with...
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman, and... Okay, for people my age or your age or anybody over the age of 20, maybe?
Yeah, because it's been a while since...
Yeah.
Golden Army
came. We have a Hellboy.
He was a perfect
Hellboy. And that is Ron Perlman. I mean, look, the makeup was legit. Guillermo del Toro is an amazing film...
Monster maker.
I mean, Guillermo del Toro is an amazing director, and he has a style that's perfect for him, and a lot of it was practical effects, and a lot of it was cool makeup and legit things. This is, I don't know, man. This is going to be...
I mean, the first two did really well, if I understand correctly, so why would they not bring del Toro back?
Well, it's just like, oh, what worked 20 years ago? Let's go ahead and redo it. It's like...
Because that's why Perlman said, if Del Toro's not in it, I'm not in it.
Yeah, because Del Toro was amazing. And, I don't remember everybody having a backlash of it. I thought it was a really good movie.
I thought it did well at the box office. Yeah. I could be wrong, but I know the first one did. And I thought the second one did.
Yeah, I mean, and now you have...
David Harbour.
I like him in Stranger Things. I like him,
and I don't mind him as Hellboy. I think it's the makeup.
Yeah, it's that makeup, man. It's. I think you're trying to make him too. Like his eyebrows are just like.
I don't think his face has enough movement. It's kind of.
Yeah, I think because remember, I think we were talking about this before that it looks like a mask.
Yeah, it looks like he's wearing a Halloween.
It looks
mask.
Like he's wearing a Halloween mask, and it just doesn't look good. I mean, it's just, you know what it reminds me of your Krampus.
Yeah, I think my Krampus mask has more movement.
And your Krampus mask is pretty good. And yeah. Like I said, I don't think...
Thank you, Walter Welsh.
So I think it's... it's a lot of CGI. And it just reminds me of too much CGI. And I don't... I think that's what they were kind of shoving down your throat is the CGI and the end of worlds. And don't get me wrong, he looks cool with his fire crown and his big horns.
The full horns, yeah.
The full horns. And, you know, I mean, trailers want to get you excited about this, but I guess people my age has already seen a Hellboy, and we're a little more...
Maybe we're jaded.
A little jaded, especially...
we had a near-perfect Hellboy.
Yeah, I mean, and especially with his kind of humor that Hellboy has, and with this one, it's like, I think the humors might be a little forced. Especially, it's like, oh, you know,
it's not gonna work between us.
I'm a Capricorn, and you're a crazy beat, you know, it's like, oh, okay, cool.
I didn't see that coming. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that coming a mile away.
Well, it's the same plot, too. It's, you got an evil
entity
coming up, trying to get him to join them because he's supposed to be evil himself.
Yeah.
Wasn't that...
That was Hellboy
for Hellboy 2 and Hellboy 1.
The first Hellboy, yeah, with Rasputin. And I don't know. This is going to be a...
How many times can you tempt the guy?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
But I'm hoping they touch up...
Well, here's the thing. So, the fight teams look cool, but they're CGI. You have him battling this big giant, and it looks like like the Hobbit, the new Hobbit of the Battle of Five Armies, where he's fighting the Orc King or whatever. That's what it looks like to me. It's like, oh, this but it looks so cartoony, and it's like, oh man, I understand these things aren't real, and I understand my perception is a lot different than most people because I can, you know, I can really tell CGI. But you have it reminds me of the new Tom Cruise movie, The Mummy. It's like, okay.
The CGI kind of takes you out of the story.
Exactly. So, it kind of takes you out of the story, and that's why when I like hear
casting my department couldn't find a 60-foot giant to play in the
first. Hey, Game of Thrones does.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I get it. They should have used those guys.
I'm telling you something, man.
Their CGI is amazing.
And it's not just the CGI. Like I said, we've had this movie before. And if it's just another retelling of the same thing.
But he rides a dragon this time.
Yeah, which is cool. But it's like, okay, but it's like, we're going to call this live action again?
Oh, God. He has a pretty strong supporting cast, though. I mean, Ian McShane is playing
I love Ian McShane.
Trevor Brutenholm, or the guy who discovers him, basically.
And well, the funny thing is there was a point in the new Hellboy Red Band trailer where he comes out of this hole. And you know what it reminds me of? The exact same Hellboy and Hellboy 1. It looks exactly the same.
The Hand of Doom coming out first.
The Hand of Doom and stuff like that. And the funny thing is, like, they didn't show his face, so his face might be completely different. But that was like, wait a minute. This is the exact same thing.
Pretty much, yeah. It's the same origin. I mean, we know his origin.
Yeah, we know his origin.
It's just like telling the Batman origin again. Why? Yeah. Why do it?
This is why I like the new Spider-Mans.
Oh, it just jumps right into
it. It just jumps right into it because you already know who Hellboy is. And the thing is, these movies aren't that old. I mean,
What, 90s, early 2000s?
I think that might be in the early 2000s. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, they're, okay. To us, they're not that old. It's still like 20 years old.
I remember back
in the aughts.
When we watched the talkies.
It ain't no Marlon Brando, you know. But, yeah, it's.
So, yeah, we got, like I said, Ian McShane.
Yeah.
Mila Jovovich.
Yes, apparently she's
the evil sorceress,
the 5th century witch or something like that. And then she's trying to apparently bang this dude, bang Hellboy.
Oh yeah, well, yeah, he's her king.
Yeah.
And then you got Daniel Day-Kim, who's playing a new paranormal character who can turn into a jaguar.
Yeah, which is cool, but it looked cartoony. It looked really cartoony. Oh yeah, I mean, it's
American Werewolf in London. The transformation looked better.
Yeah,
than
it
what
was.
This did.
Yeah, it was. It's like we're complaining about too much CGI these days, but it's true. I mean, you can have too much of something, and it'll just
if it doesn't take me out of the story. Some CGI, you just look at it, you're like, oh yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
but when you see it, and you go, oh, that's obviously CGI,
and it doesn't look good. And that's why a lot of people are going back to practical effects, because it's hard to replicate practical effects.
Yes.
I think the practical effects were better from Guillermo del Toro, but that's his style. You know, he has a very weird style, and I like it because when it's practical, you know it's practical, and it doesn't look bad.
It works, and it looks better. It's more believable.
Exactly. I like a mix of practical and CGI. You know, I like the CGI that you don't need to really notice, and I like the practical when it doesn't
draw you out of the story.
Exactly.
When you're sitting there watching, all of a sudden you go, oh, that's CGI.
Yeah. I mean, when, you know, the whole 30 or 50 foot monster comes through London Bridge or whatever.
That I kind of expect to be CGI.
But oh, no.
At least make it
but, yeah,
somewhat
it just,
believable.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, like, I mean, when like Godzilla or something like that went through a bridge, it didn't look bad. It looked actually really good. So, yeah, I, like I said, if you want to watch Hellboy, watch the first two. I don't think I would watch this in theater as of right now. Now, if there's a huge hype and a lot of the critics are like, oh my God, it's the most amazing things, yeah, I'll go check it out.
Or if another trailer comes out that's better, because this doesn't come out till later 2019.
Yeah, I think it's like August or something like that?
I think it's even later. I was thinking November. But either way,
yeah,
they got time to improve it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, hopefully they'll... but then again, it's what they say. Principal is mostly already shot. I mean, they would have to redo a lot of reshoots and, you know.
Just fix his face. Go back and fix the CGI.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's funny. If even if he looked exactly like Ron Perlman... Ron Perlman made that character. And this guy, I don't think he's strong enough to carry it. Hashtag not my Hellboy.
Yeah, I don't know if he's strong enough to carry the Hellboy.
Because Ron Perlman was in so many iconic things, and this guy, everybody really knows him from, and I think I've been wearing my glasses. Sorry. Everybody, because they're filthy, so. And everybody kind of really knows this guy only from Stranger Things.
David Harbour. Yeah, I don't know what else he's done.
Yeah, I don't really know. I like him in Stranger Things.
Yeah,
I
just he does a good job as Hopper, but...
But Ron Perlman, he's been in so many things that he's an iconic actor by himself. So putting him in this role is pretty good because he has that... that charisma as Hellboy.
Chutzpah. He's got the moxie.
He's got the chutzpah. But, like I said, CGI is a little too saturated for me. I think we'll see if I'm pretty sure that if this is the best parts of a movie in a trailer, then I'll probably pass on it.
We'll probably end up reviewing it, so we'll probably see it.
Yeah, like I said, I won't see it with my own money, but if I get to review it, I'll go check it out. But I'm usually a little honest with my reviews. If I don't like something, I just won't like it.
I usually pretty much like almost every movie.
Yeah, I like to be entertained. I that's not a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not one of those people that looks for deep meaning and Shakespearean plots.
Yeah, unless I'm watching Shakespeare or something.
And even then.
Romeo and Juliet.
Give me a little action.
Yeah, the Leonardo DiCaprio one.
Some CGI in my Shakespeare.
Right. Oh, Caprio, whatever.
But yeah, there's been a few movies that I just walked out and no.
Yeah.
Didn't like it. And I'm hoping this is not one of them.
Yeah, especially since...
Don't ruin Hellboy for me.
Yeah, especially since, Zia Comics, it's a comic book movie that, we don't want to kill the reiteration of Hellboy.
No.
We want more comic book movies.
More people should be acquainted. The newer generation needs to be acquainted with Hellboy.
Exactly. And if this is the new generation's Hellboy, I wonder if he's going to be all PC.
Yeah.
He's going to have a man
bun. At least they didn't make an all-female Hellboy.
Yeah, Hell Girl. That'd be interesting. That'd be an interesting concept, but I think...
Now the more I think about it, maybe I do want to see that
movie. Instead of this one?
Yeah.
Opposite of Hellboy, of Ron Perlman Hellboy. Studios, if you're listening,
yes,
that one's for free.
Hey, Guillermo, there you go.
Oh, if Guillermo did a Hell Girl, that'd be cool.
Damn it, now I want to see Hell Girl.
Exactly. The foot of doom. It's just she's just clobbering out with a big
high
foot.
Heel.
Just stabbing people.
A pair of Jimmy Choos.
Oh man,
is that still a thing?
I don't know.
I'm not into fashion.
Got those red bottoms.
Is that Jimmy Choos right?
I don't know.
The style, whatever the stylish ones are of the day.
And as you can tell, we are the stylish ones. Yeah, look at that.
With my T-shirt.
With my polo shirt. Well, yeah, I think that's about enough review. What do you guys think? Comment down below. Do you think this is going to be your generation if you are 25 and under? Or are you like us and already seen Hellboy? And I mean, you're most likely you'll pick it up at Redbox or streaming.
It's not my Hellboy.
Hashtag not my Hellboy. If that's on trending on Twitter, you know where it came from.
Back in my day, Hellboy was Ron Perlman.
Yeah, exactly. Back in my day of the lower aughts. Hey, man, one more year. It's going to be 2020. All those kids that are born in the 90s are going to be 30. Ha. Take that, old people. And I'll be 40.
And I'll still be running my cassette tapes with a pencil.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. That I know hurt? That reference.
Yeah. The Be Kind, Please Rewind.
God. That's a great Jack Black movie. All right, well then, while you're down there commenting, why don't you hit that subscribe button?
Hit that bell icon so you're notified whenever we put up a new episode.
And I think that's it from us. My name is Patrick with Nocturne. With what? Nocturnal. With Nocturnal to me. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
And we'll see you guys at the next video.
Later, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG?